hoodlums.
Is there anybody else in this apartment besides you two?
Yes.
Who?
You two.
In the New York apartment occupied by Vern Albright and his daughter Margie, things are not...
...and nothing will happen. If you don't behave yourselves, we'll fill you full of horror...
...until the place is redecorated.
Margie, I won't sign that lease. I refuse to do it until the landlord redecorates the plugger.
Otherwise...
...redecorated. The landlord hasn't done a thing to it in all the years we've lived here.
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's...
Okay, sister. Where's the ice?
The ice?
Yeah.
This is by listening at our keyhole.
That is not true. I never listen at your keyhole. I resist.
The hot ice. We want it. Well, if you want hot ice, stick a...
Now then, Margie, what was it you were saying?
A little louder, please. I can't hear so well through the keyhole.
One more chance. Where are the coils?
We don't know anything about them.
In nitro.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Well, that's better. Now, let me suggest something for your...
what are you going to do to him?
Make him talk.
So when you get mad and hit the ceiling, you'll bounce back down again.
Where are the coils?
I don't know.
Ow! Peeling, the paper is stripping.
Peeling and stripping, huh? This isn't an apartment.
Will you stop snapping my suspenders? Must you make jokes at a time like this?
Oh, I'm not joking. I'm serious. I know your apartment isn't...
He is a tough one, Nitro. Won't crack.
Oh, won't you please believe us? Big Jim Perlmutter?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Oh, he was the tenant before you moved in. He was a no...
Looks like we'll have to take the joint apart room by room.
Yeah.
Job, he stole a $50,000 strand of pearls. He went to jail for it, but the pearls were never...
Appointment tomorrow. I have to arrange a merger between my boss, Mr. Honeywell, and the GT broker. Well, this is all very interesting, but it isn't getting... Come in.
Hi.
Is his worry.
Now, see here. You can't keep me here against my will. If you're America's contribution, the country must be on the rocks.
It's a size 45.
Down, and maybe I will.
Margie, what's with him?
What's he got against...
Dad, listen to what they're doing to my room. It's awful.
Oh, they've been at it since...
You could use the new furniture, too, you know. When you rented this place, it was furnished. You bought the furniture from his...
No soap, baby. Oils ain't in the Goyle's room.
Furniture used to belong to Big Jim. It's about time you got some new stuff.
You're right. And you know what?
Okay, sister. You see who it is and you get rid of him. I'll be standing behind the door with this gun.
What's the matter? Does the roof leak?
Freddy, Dad hasn't...
Hello, Margie. Margie, what's the matter?
Wait, you're planning on getting new wallpaper for the living room?
Mm-hmm, we'd like to.
Oh, that's good. Wallpaper makes everything smart.
Uh-oh. Who's the man behind the gun?
Okay, sister, long...
No kidding, Mr. Albright. New wallpaper will do what, Belcher? It was that paper with the paste already on it.
Oh, yes, you use it like a postage stamp. Did the man finish?
No.
He's two ruffians.
Well, this one's Hot Ice Herbie, and the other one is Nitro McNulty.
If you don't...
Relax, Dad. Forget it. Come on. Let's go to a couple of decorator shops and get some ideas for remodeling.
Paint. Catch me, Mr. Albright. I'm falling.
I've got an idea that'll improve the looks of this apartment.
Well, what is it?
Kick out Freddie Wilson.
Oh, Dad?
Now, if every...
Dad, I brought home some wallpaper samples that I know you'll be crazy.
And do you ever see anyone get shot?
Well, practically. We'll have a good time going nuts together.
Now, my idea is to do the living room in early American.
Hey, someone's at the door. Okay, sister.
Room in functional modern. My wallpaper shows scenes of the modern atomic age.
Well, that's not so good.
Margie, who are these fellows pointing guns at me?
Allow me to do the honor.
Sure. We'll show Paul Revere riding a rocket ship.
What are you doing?
Okay, Junior, turn around.
Stop
me. Sticking in your back. You feel it?
Yeah. Would you...
paper with a French design, and I can give you a chair I have from Louis the 14th.
You have a chair from Louis... Up, up, just a little bit.
Mrs. Odette, we don't want that kind of furniture.
And let's go to work. We lock these monkeys in the den. Okay, or...
Drunken fight.
Drunken fight?
He started about the stolen pearls being hidden in this apartment.
And those gangsters are going to keep us prisoners, not those furniture designers.
Hi, everybody.
Dad, I think you're out.
The telephone.
You can shoot it out with the telephone. I am?
Sure you are. Now, what appeals to your taste?
Tutti Frutti.
Good evening.
Oh, hello, Mr. Blandish.
I trust I find you in congenial...
Hello? 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 Oh, the phone is...
Yes, we're congenial, all right, Mr. Blandish. About everything except this new lease.
Oh, yes.
Help! I know. The window.
Oh, there's no...
I must ask. You own a dog?
No.
Do you have a canary?
No.
Do you own anything at all?
Freddy, one of us will have to climb out and crawl along that ledge to the next apartment.
Okay.
I am not amused. There are certain rules that must be observed by the...
I'm doing the crawling. I can't stand heights.
What happens if I slip and fall?
The Morgans, they have twins.
They didn't have them when they moved in. It just goes to show you can't trust the tenant.
Come on, get going.
Call it, Junior.
Too late.
Come on.
Mr. Blandish, before I sign the new lease, I want this apartment redecorated.
Don't you think it's about time this place was...
wrong with this apartment? I will not redecorate. Good day.
So am I. When Mr. Honeywell finds out I didn't consummate that merger...
Door just fell off.
Don't waste your breath, Margie. He won't hear you.
About them.
Well, they're in the bottom drawer of the desk. Get them. Hide them in the sofa. When those hoodlums pretend they're the stolen pearls, they'll take them and leave.
Can we fool them with a phony set of pearls?
Mrs. Odette, I'm mad. All that trouble picking out wallpaper and arguing with Dad about what design...
Project.
I never got a pearl out of an... This apartment hasn't been done over since Big Jim Perlmutter lived here.
Big Jim... I think we can fool them. Anyway, it's our only chance. Go on, Freddy. Get the... And the $5,000 reward still stands.
That's right.
Well, what if Mr. Blandish should hear that Big Jim hid the next...
Coils here, there's only one answer. Someone is holding out.
Trying to find it so he could collect the reward.
And after not finding it, he'd have to redecorate.
Whoever it is gets clunked on a noggin. We ain't got enough food to go around.
Use your...
Blandish, you can't tell him direct. A rumor has to get started.
Yeah.
My boss.
Okay, Grandpa, come on in and join the party.
Margie.
How do you spread a rumor like that?
How do you spread it? Oh, my.
What are we laughing about?
Okay, Herbie, let him have it.
I'll spread it faster than measles.
That was nice of me. Now, Herbie, you are...
Mr. Albright.
Oh, yes, Mr.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Look at what's the top to bottom.
You do?
That's very nice of you.
I'll start next week. You won't have to worry about a thing. Leave the apartment.
Well, now that you found the stolen pearls, get out of here. I always do.
He'd never...
10 minutes.
Quick, let's call the police.
But our phone is dead.
Well, maybe the house...
Goodbye.
Well... Well, that was a sudden about-face. What got into him?
Big Jim. Like in the movie. Two hoodlums just wrecked our apartment, kept us prisoner.
Talking about?
I'm talking about the necklace that was never found. I started a rumor that Big Jim hid it behind the wall. One was tall and dark, and the other one was short and pale.
Yes, they looked like two glasses of beer.
I didn't say they were hidden in the foundation. He dynamite the building.
Where am I?
Mr. Honeywell, are you all right?
Did anyone get the number that...
There you go.
You weren't hit by a truck, Mr. Honeywell.
Well, then what hit me?
No, I don't.
Permit me to make the introductions, like it says in Emily's
book. Who are those two men?
Oh, it would take too long to explain. But Margie pulled a fool stunt.
And I am a gentleman known as Hot Ice Herbie.
To merge with the GT brokerage house?
No, sir.
All right, you're fired.
Just a genial double-crosser, Big Jim Poilmutter.
We was on that last job with Big...
Thanks for calling. That was the police. They picked up Nitro McNulty and...
It's today when we hear they are stashed in this here apartment.
And we intend to unstash them.
What are you squawking about? Do you realize what this cost me? I was supposed to collect my unemployment and...
The stolen pearls?
You are a man of superior intelligence. You must have a...
Albright goof. And anyone that goofs has no place in my organization. And what's more?
Yeah. 2020. Now then, any comments?
Say, look at the story on the front page. G.T.
Well, thank goodness that merger didn't go through. If it had, we'd have been stuck for $1 million.
And now back to My Little Margie. Well, the rumor Margie started about the stolen pearls being hidden in their apartment has...
Include thank you, Little Margie, too.
I will. You know, Margie, you have an amazing...
Is there anybody else in this apartment besides you two?
Yes.
Who?
You two.
Stunts. Why?
I guess it's because once when I was a baby, I fell out of...
Look, you both better behave yourselves or nothing will happen. If you don't behave yourselves...
If you fill us full of holes, you'll have to plug us.
All right, let's get down to business. Okay, sister, where's the ice?
And it's produced and directed by Gordon T. Hughes. Freddie is played by Gil Stratton Jr. Odette's is Verna Felton. This program has come to you through the worldwide facility.
Well, if you want hot ice, stick a couple of cubes in the oven.
A wise guy.
Hey, Nitro.
Yeah.
Looks like we got to use a little persuasion on this geezer.
Yeah. Go to work.
Make him talk. Okay, you. Where are the pearls?
Don't know. Ouch.
Where are the pearls?
I don't know.
Now, My Little Margie, starring Gail Storm and Charles Farrell.
As far as we know, there are no stolen pearls in this apartment. And if they are, we don't know where they're hidden.
When a man is executive vice president of Honeywell and Todd Investment Council...
Room by room.
Yeah, and while we're doing it, nobody leaves and nobody comes in.
Why, that might take days.
Could Byrne has always insisted that she do it in a businesslike way. And so at this moment...
Honeywell and the GT brokerage house. If I'm not there in person, the deal will fall through.
And if it does, my...
It's her day of reckoning.
It's all right here, Freddy. Every bill, every state...
Me here against my will.
Look, Buster, if you don't button your lip, I'll let you have something.
What?
Something. Wow. I don't see... One month.
Gee. Margie, I thought...
Dad, listen to what they're doing to my room. It's awful.
Household expenses, bills, charges.
This spot.
Okay, you two, pipe down.
No salt piping. Oils ain't in the grist.
It's screwy.
Maybe someone is at the door.
Okay, sister, you see who it is and you get rid of him. I'll be standing behind it.
He'll start out by just being annoyed, but then he'll get angry. And when my father...
Not...
He's really something.
I know.
He clears his throat and says...
Martin, what's the matter? You look pale.
Beep, beep.
What's going on?
Watch out.
Yep, the last time he called me my dear Mr. Wilson.
Okay, sister, as long as you spotted me, come on in and join the party. Grab a nitro.
You late, Freddy.
Not really. He's never bitten me yet. Say, Mark.
Mine, it sort of got away from me. I've checked my figures on his nitro, McNulty. They're a couple of desperate gunmen.
Gunmen?
Ooh. Every time. Oh, if I could only... Oh, there's Dad now.
I'm falling! Timber!
The household account.
Oh, good. Did they balance up all right?
Well...
What's your balance?
Now, if everybody behaves themselves, nobody gets hurt.
But one wrong move and somebody gets shot.
Same I've got.
Margie.
Oh, look, Dad, I know the books are...
Well, practically. I saw my first husband many times when he was half shot.
Thanks, Mr. Albright. I was only trying to be helpful. Don't get sore at me. All right, I'm not...
Okay, sister, open it up.
Hiya, Margie.
Who's this monkey?
This monkey?
Right. Maybe if I showed Margie how to set up a book...
Allow me to do the honors. I am Hot Ice Herbie.
I am Nitro McNulty.
Here we go, Margie.
Dad, I think you ought to be ashamed of the way you're picking on Freddy.
Okay, Junior, turn around. Slow. I got a gun sticking in your back. You feel it?
Yeah.
I mean, this time.
Well, because he's got his pride.
Up just a little bit.
Ready? Well, what'd he say? Oh, it was nothing.
Come on, Herbie, come on. Let's go to work. We locked these monkeys in the den.
I might have known. Now, Margie, if I couldn't teach you the value...
Well, it's all on account of that rumor that Margie started about the stolen pearls being hidden in this apartment.
And those gangsters are going
to... For a fact.
You could have gone to the store and bought anything you wanted.
No, I couldn't. I might have walked... But all I could have said when I got there was...
That was the telephone. No, the telephone's in this room. We'll call the police, stupid.
I'm going to stand here and listen to you another minute. You're just a...
Yes, what am I?
Margie, hand me that phone. The phone is dead.
Well, we all have to go sometime.
Miss Sherman, send a messenger around to pick up Mr. Thompson's proxy for 500 volts.
Yes, sir.
And check it.
Oh, there's no fire escape on this side of the building. And we're on the 10th floor.
3,300 to be exact.
Well, swell.
And some refusals, too.
Next apartment.
Okay, and while one of us is crawling along that ledge, I'll stay here and take care of the girls.
Weather the storm.
I hope so. If I get voted out as chairman of the board at tomorrow's...
What happens if I slip and fall?
You always wanted to make an impression on Park Avenue. Well, now...
Reynolds has bought up a lot of the stock and gotten a lot of proxies. But between the shares you and I own and the proxies...
Yes.
Too late.
Come on, all of you in the next room where I can keep an eye on you. Control of Amalgamated. Of all the underhanded... Albright, what I did was good, shrewd business.
Excuse me, Mr. Albright, but our record...
Out, I didn't consummate that merger. I'll be finished.
Hey, wait a minute. I've got an idea. Freddy, you remember that string of pearls...
Her graduation. I figured that owning some stock would help her develop a business sense.
Ah, good idea.
On the sofa. When those hoodlums find them, we'll pretend they're the stolen pearls. They'll take them and leave.
Can we fool...
Don't worry. I'll get a proxy tonight.
Well, you make sure you do. Every vote counts.
Well, did they come from oysters?
No, from a box of Cracker Jacks.
I never got...
Right out of my hand.
Yeah? Well, I've seen your daughter eat out of your hand in the past, Albright.
I think we can fool them. Anyway, it's our only chance. Go on.
And if we don't find the boils here, there's only one answer. Someone
is... Nice of you to say that, Mrs. Odette, but Dad is the one who's making a big issue of it, not me.
You just let him blow off steam and don't argue with him the way you did last night.
Brown.
Use your gun butt on him, Herbie.
Yeah. Open the door, sister.
Hello, Margie.
Oh, well, Margie, the door was open. It was?
Marty. Margie, who is this person? Who is he?
Him?
Yes, he.
Ha, ha!
Mrs. Odette? Margie, are you going to try to... I remember when I was a little girl. My mother had...
Ivy, you are an artist.
You know me.
Let's pick him up and dump him on the couch.
Okay.
And give it to my mother. She would put $3 into a coffee can for the rest.
Look at what's sticking out behind that cushion. Ain't that boils?
Looks like boils.
A dollar into a coffee can for medical expenses, another dollar in another coffee can for insurance.
Come, stolen pearl, get out of here and leave us alone.
Okay, Hoity, let's take it on the land.
Okay.
Came under incidentals. Coffee.
But our phone is dead.
Well, maybe the house phone is working. Hello, switchboard. Get me the police.
My mother always said... I wonder...
...at our apartment. Kept us prisoner for days and stole a string of pearls. Get a squad car over to Park Avenue right away and you can pick them up.
Yes?
My name is Abner Reynolds. Here is my card.
Abner Reynolds...
Glasses of beer.
Thanks very much. Bye.
100 shares of Amalgamated Chemical Company. Do you have the stock?
Amalgamated Chemical...
Did anyone get the number of that truck that hit me?
You weren't hit by a truck, Mr. Honeywell.
Together with a program from the senior prom and Bill Kleinschmidt's varsity football letter.
Oh, I remember now. Who were those two men?
Oh, it would take too long to explain, but Margie pulled...
Gosh, I don't think I can sell it. Dad bought it for me to help me learn about the importance of...
And today, you didn't close that deal for us to merge with the GT brokerage house?
No, sir.
All bro...
I'll give you six. You'll be making a profit of about $100.
Oh, I think you are...
What? Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks for calling. That was the police. They picked up Nitro...
Oh, I know, but... Excuse me. Hello?
Hello?
He meant money.
Yes, Dad?
Margie, you probably won't remember this, but I once gave you some stock.
Of course...
I'm supposed to collect my unemployment insurance today.
Well, this is all my fault.
I don't care who's...
I'll have a look at it when I get home, okay?
All right.
That's my girl. Bye.
Organization. And what's more, if it's the last thing I do, I'll...
Shut up.
All right, I'll give you $7 a share.
No, thanks.
$7.50?
Oh, I think you ought to take it, Mod.
I'll get it. Oh, it's only the evening.
Well, then I guess you won't sell it to me.
Mr. Reynolds.
Page, GT Brokerage House goes bankrupt.
What? Let me see that.
I'm trying to get control of the company away from his boss, Honeywell.
And if it had, we'd have been stuck for $1 million. All right, you're rehired. And what's more, you'll get a bonus, too.
Well, thank you.
It would have been interesting to be able to use your stock to help beat them.
But... Margie, you have an amazing faculty. No matter what you do, you always manage to land on your feet.
Guess what? I may not be a financial genius, but I may be able to...
But once when I was a baby, I fell out of my crib and landed on my head.
That's my little Margie.
Dad, I want to say... Out of this world.
Oh, it's nothing.
Nothing, he says. Why, they're beautiful.
My Little Margie, starring Gale Storm and Charles Farrell, is based on characters...
About something else.
All right. What do we talk about?
Oh, I don't know.
Freddie is played by Gil Stratton, Jr., and Mrs. Odette is Verna Felton. This program has come to you through the worldwide...
Just like you to sign this paper, which would enable me to cast your 100 votes at tomorrow's stockholders meeting. Let's have dinner.
No.
What?
Who cares? As a businesswoman, I'm not interested in such feminine nonsense.
Buy your stock.
For how much?
Well, because you're my daughter, I'll be very generous. $3 a share.